Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, Tage, how did the World Championships and the way it finished for you translate into your summer and just give you the kind of momentum that you wouldn't have ordinarily got off at the end of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, finishing the season not in playoffs sucks, and then you go over and, play in a tournament. Obviously, wearing your country's colors is always an honor, and we were able to achieve something that wasn't done in a very long time. Win gold, it was 92 years since it's been done, so it was a very big deal for us. And anytime you win, it feels good. And that was a really good feeling. A good group of guys over there to get it done with. And I think it just gives you that hunger going into the season. You get a little bit of a taste. And it just gets you excited to start a new season.
What in the world was that play like? I mean, winning goal in overtime to win a gold medal?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think it's exactly what you dream up as a kid, practicing in the driveway or whatever. And it's cool to be in those situations. And I think for me, I want to be one of the guys that the team leans on to try to win and get things done. And fortunate enough to be put in a situation to do it there. And I know it looks like it boils down to that one play that that obviously wins it, but it's an accumulation of things throughout the tournament from everybody, which is something that I think I learned and took away from that experience, which was very valuable. Obviously, guys committing to just blocking shots, even in a tournament where, it's kind of looked at as more of a vacation, and you can go over there and see Europe, and you got your teams that you're coming back to in the winter, and you don't want to get hurt. But we had guys blocking shots and doing all the things that it takes to win. So you just see how much it takes to win over there, and obviously, the last play that gets it done is a cool experience for sure.
How does that feel to your case to make the Olympic team? Because I know you were pretty upset about not making the Four Nations team. That was something you wanted badly, and now, I mean, the Olympics is the big one to go for.
Yeah, it was a big goal of mine to make Four Nations. It didn't happen, but I believe that everything happens for a reason, and I think because of not making it, maybe it helped the second half of the season, and going into Worlds just kind of gave me that extra little bit of fire in my pit of my stomach, kind of get me going to another gear, maybe that I didn't think was possible. So, I think it's a test, right? And I think in life and in hockey, you face a bunch of tests and adversity, and I think it's how you face those challenges. I just looked at it as a test for me.
Kesselring and Doan were there with you. What can we expect from them now that they're Buffalo Sabres?
Yeah, we had a great time there, obviously winning, but getting to know them off the ice too. Terrific guys that are just going to fit right into the locker room like they've been here the whole time. I've known them both even before Worlds, just in Arizona. We've skated and worked out before, so pretty familiar with those two guys. Guys that I think are going to fit into this team and this city perfectly, blue-collar guys. Work extremely hard, guys that put the team above themselves, and they just want to win and help the team in any way possible. And they're both hungry. They'll do whatever it takes. I think those are attributes you need on a team, and it can't just be one or two guys. It has to be everybody. So I think that's going to help push the team in the right direction.
What was your response when you found out that Josh and Michael were coming to Buffalo as part of that trade for J.J. Pachorka?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, I was very excited, obviously, because I know him pretty well. And unfortunately, it's a business, right? So if guys are coming in, it usually means guys are going out. And obviously, J.J. is a great player. And I think he's going to do well for Utah. And I think they got something that's going to help their team. And I think we got stuff that's going to help our team. So, but yeah, very, very excited when I heard those guys were coming. Like I said, I think something that fans or people outside don't really take into consideration as much is how much it means to have a tight group in the locker room. And I think when you have guys that you want to go to war for, you know, it's scary to stand in front of a slap shot and put your body in front of that to block it if you don't respect the guy next to you in the locker room. Not that we didn't have that before, but I think the tighter the group, the more willing you are to battle and compete and put your body on the line for the guy next to you.
Alex was just talking about guys have more to give. What would be more for you? What would be growth for you? Like, do you want to score? I mean, do you look at 50 as a goal for you? I know you don't get caught up in numbers, but do you look at stuff like that?
No, I think that's for sure a goal. No, I mean, I have number goals, obviously, that you subconsciously want to hit. Yeah, I'd love to hit 50 goals and 100 points. That'd be great. But I think priority is winning. I think if I'm doing those things, we're probably winning. But for me, I think more to give means more about just consistency, being dominant every single night, not having any games where, you know, maybe I wasn't as noticeable or I didn't have as big of an impact on the game. I want to be someone that impacts the game every time I step over the boards, every time the puck's on my stick. And I feel like I have the ability to get there, and I think I had a really good summer of training and put myself in a spot to do so.
What did the rest of your summer look like after Worlds? Were you back here earlier than usual?
I finished Worlds. I went back to Arizona, started working out there. Then came back here for July and August, and once I got back here in July, I started skating again, and yeah, pretty much been full go, like, since World stopped. Haven't really taken too much time off, and just been really excited for the season to start.
So you've been with the new strength and conditioning coach for a couple of months now. What are your thoughts on him, since he's probably helped working you out a little bit here?
Yeah, it's been great. Had him at Worlds as well. Got to know him a little bit there, and good guy, hungry to win, just a competitive guy, and I think that internal competition is good, drives guys to be better and push one another, and obviously the training's been great this summer. I think it's been a challenge and something that's been beneficial for me and probably a lot of other guys.
What was the orientation camp like for you? I know it's just an orientation camp, but just to be among those guys, I mean, it must be a unique experience.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, I knew a lot of guys going into that, but there's obviously a lot of guys that you don't know or you've met before but don't really know too personally, so it was a good opportunity just to kind of get to know guys a little bit better, you know, meet some staff. To be honest with you, it was mostly meetings and media stuff, and you know, the skater lift stuff was kind of a little bit more optional and kind of tailored toward your typical summer stuff. But yeah, it was just kind of a chance to get to know guys, I guess.
Paige, at the same time, you know, you're around all these guys, you know, former Olympians, Stanley Cup winners. Did it show you what it needs to take for you to make the Olympic team? What would it take? What will it take?
I mean, I don't know if the camp really shows that. I think for me, just kind of like I've said before, just going about my business, they're going to pick the team that they want. My priority is to just help our team win, and I feel like if I'm doing that, kind of things will take care of itself. I feel like I'm a good enough player to be selected for that team if I do things I know I'm capable of.
On the power play, you heard from Lindy about wanting to keep the same five-man unit together as much as possible this year. Where do you see the value in working through the issues with the guys you have out there instead of cycling through new personnel to be more productive?
Yeah, I think it's obviously one of those things where you need chemistry on the power play, and sometimes that can take a little bit to get together and find a fit and get to know guys' tendencies and what certain guys like to do. I think if you're rotating units, you know, pretty frequently, it might be tough to find a groove, but it's kind of a fine line too. Obviously, if you're with a group for a while and you're not getting it done, obviously things need to change, but it's kind of trying to find that balance. But ideally, you'd like to mesh well with the group you got and stick together and get hot and stay hot. So I think special teams wins and loses games, and obviously our power play wasn't good enough last year, and I'm a big part of that, so need to be a lot better there. It's something we're going to work on in training camp and try to get it going so we're hot right when the season starts.
You now know what to expect from Lindy Ruff coming into the second year now. Does that mean a lot to you and the team, knowing what he's going to expect and moving forward?
Yeah, it's a lot easier, I think. You know, I've been here for a while now and had quite a few, you know, coaching changes. And every year you come in with a new coach, it's harder because you got to learn new systems. You got to get to know the coach and their style, and the coach has got to get to know you and your personality. So I think kind of having that familiarity both between the players and the coach, and then vice versa, I feel like it kind of can hit the ground running a little bit better at camp. So I think it just is a little more fluid.
Josh Norris a little bit last season. I know you're skating with him a little bit here today. What do you think about, you know, working on the wing with him?
Yeah, I'm excited to play with him. You know, if that's who I start out with, I think up and down the roster, we got a lot of guys that are very talented, a lot of fast players that are good with the puck. He's one of them. Had a chance to play with him a little bit before he got hurt last year, and I thought we did pretty well together. So excited to see where that goes. And obviously in the locker room too, he's a great guy and someone that I like hanging out with. So hopefully we can build some chemistry pretty quick and keep things going.
Do you care about the wing
center stuff anymore?
I don't care. I've said it before. I mean, I have things that I like about both positions better. So I'm kind of just up for wherever it's going to help our team win, or wherever they want to use me and whatever they think is going to put us in the best position to win. I'm fine with playing.
What did you think of today's practice? It was basically all the NHL guys. I mean, Lindy, no pucks for a while, and you guys got right to it. Just what did that represent to you?
Yeah, I think it's what training camp's all about. It's a new standard. You know, you come in every season. Every team has a blank slate. Everyone starts at 0 points, and there's no advantage. So I think for us, it's just who can come in and be in the best shape. And I think today was pretty much that's what it was about, is working. You know, I think set the standard on day one and keep it there and raise the bar every day and don't let it dip.
What do you tell you that you guys need to get off to a better start? What will it take for you as a group to get off to that better start?
I think, yeah, like today was a good start. You know, as far as practice goes, I think when you have that internal competition and the work ethic we had, you know, I think as long as you guys continue to push each other and don't let that slip during the season, obviously the long season, and it's easy to have days where you're not feeling it, or you know, you're a little tired. But I think if you can continue to kind of keep the pace and drive each other, that'll just make the games feel easier.
Alex Tuck for a long time. He's obviously got kind of this big contract negotiation going on. I'm curious how you've just noticed him handle it. It seems to us anyways that he's pretty good at compartmentalizing, but as his teammate, I'm curious what you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, me and him are really tight. He lives across the street from me too, so we talk a lot, but you know, I think that's kind of something that he's kept pretty close to his chest. Yeah, I think right now his focus seems on just being ready for the season and trying to help the team win. I think whatever happens behind the scenes is kind of between him and management, and obviously they'll work something out. And you know, I know he's a guy that loves this group and loves playing for the Sabres. So whatever they're going to do is, you know, up to those two. And I think for him, it's just getting him ready to start on day one and be an impact player for us.
Saying, but I mean, what would it mean to have him here for a long time?
Yeah, it'd be big. I mean, obviously he's a big piece to this team and someone we lean on very heavily. So, you know, I think that would definitely help morale in the room too.
Has it been a big adjustment for you to move out to the suburbs?
No, it's been great actually. I mean, I moved out there a little bit, I think December of last season. So, pretty acclimated now. It's been good. I like it out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.